While driving with a colleague the other day, we hit some bad traffic. I knew we were going to be late for a meeting, but there was nothing we could do. Then my colleague suddenly said, "Turn here. I know a good detour." Was detour the right word to use in this situation? Would you use detour or shortcut? What is the difference between these two words? I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. In my story, I told you about a traffic jam we were stuck in the other day. We made it to the meeting on time because my colleague knew a good detour. Was detour the right word to use, or would shortcut be better? Well, in this case, my colleague probably used the correct word. A detour is a route that goes around a problem. A detour may take longer than the original route, but if you take the detour, you can avoid a problem on your main route.
Whoa!
Detours are usually not good news. When I see a detour sign on the road, I usually think it will take me longer to get to my destination.
Oh, no!
So, what's a shortcut then? Well, let me tell you another story. When I was younger, I worked far from my home. To save time on my commute, I would try many different roads to see if I could find some shortcuts. I found a few. I probably saved about 10 minutes on my commute using these shortcuts. So, what's a shortcut? It's an alternate route that is shorter or faster than the usual or standard route.
Ooh.
A shortcut should save time. Well, at least it is supposed to save time. Sometimes my shortcut ideas turned into long cuts. Well, in business, we often use these words when we talk about our work. Detours are changes that often delay projects, and shortcuts are ways to try to save work time and be more efficient. Both words can have a good or bad connotation in the workplace. But, as you can imagine, a detour is almost always negative. Shortcuts seem like a good idea, but actually this word is also often negative in a business situation, because it implies that the proper procedure was not followed. So, while shortcuts can be good things on your commute, they are often not so good at work.
Oops!
So, that's the difference between shortcut and detour. Take the opportunity to use both words correctly in the office or in your personal life. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at ventureenglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.